Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.05. And it's Tuesday morning. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Cher.
Live a love after love.
Is that her?
It sounds way too high.
It does,
they
doesn't it?
Yeah. It way up or something.
Yeah, it must be a pitched version.
Yeah.
But it's definitely Cher.
She has a very low
it's
voice.
Not a cover or anything.
She is on her Here We Go Again tour. Oh, boy. Special guest Nile Rodgers and Chic. Le Freak, c'est
right.
Chic. November 21st, they're at the brand new Chase Center. The tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. You want to check out Cher? Be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Hooman's off today. Nicholas is answering the phones. So you get to talk to a friendly voice. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this is the real one.
Get strong in the
heart. Yeah, that sounds like her.
You believe in love after love. Get strong enough, though.
Okay.
You going to that?
No.
Oh.
I'll go see Chic. Okay, you guys. The only thing that matters in the whole world at this moment is that we're less than 2 weeks away from the return of Game of Thrones.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You heard me.
You gotta
and
be
you know deep
me.
Down inside it's true.
I'm like, where's she going? Is it money or is it love?
It's
is it money
game
or is it love?
Of
money?
Thrones.
Love. Money? Love. Money?
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Get out of here.
We're even planning, like, we're going to put a little video together as we get ready to watch that first episode of the new season. John's got all these crazy. I'm like, I'll do whatever you want.
Like what?
I don't want to tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So exciting. So very exciting. Game of Thrones. The hype is real, people. So AT&T is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's happening in a lot of places. But Game of Thrones has got this $18,000 Iron Throne replica.
Yeah.
And they're giving it away. And it's, I had heard it's right down the street at the AT&T store by the park. Is that correct?
Oh,
the AT&T Park
was,
store or something? I was listening to KCBS this morning, and they were like, I don't know, Doug Sovereign
went
and covered it and sat in the throne and took a picture and stuff. So it's available to be.
I thought it was the one at on Powell
Are we talking about Oracle Park?
You know, that's what I was wondering. So
there's
is it just an
AT&T? The last pop-up they had for Game of Thrones was on, you know, where the cable car turns around, right? Market and Powell Street.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to that
pop-up
a year and a half ago
right.
or so.
Is that when you got all dressed up
and
everything?
Yeah, we got dressed up, played games. I was a White Walker. Oh, I won this thing there.
Oh, right, our White Walker.
Yeah, I won a couple things there because I was dressed up.
That's because I'm not seeing a location here.
I believe there was a throne there.
Okay.
And I sat on that throne.
All right, well, it looks like if you go to Variety, they'll have the...
I'll look it up.
Yeah, let's find the exact address for people. So the deal is you can go and check this throne out, and someone is going to win it. But the problem is you got to meet some kind of AT&T customer. You either have to have the cell service or I think they own DirecTV now.
Mm.
So there's all, you know, maybe.
Or not Direct, U-verse
or whatever it is.
I'm pretty sure, Sarah, it's the AT&T flagship store in San Francisco.
Okay,
and that's
perfect.
What
okay.
That's called. Yeah.
All right. So
I thought you were talking about the stadium. I couldn't figure out if we're okay.
Well, that was sort of what it sounded like this morning. So yeah, but now it is Oracle Park now. So
a double decker store. They have all kinds of room for fun stuff like this.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to assume that that's where it's happening. And you said that's Powell at Market.
Mm-hmm.
So it is over 7 feet high. It weighs 310 pounds. You know, when I win it, I'm already trying to find a place in my yard for it.
Well,
you know, trying to figure that out.
If I'm John, I'm like, you're putting that in the she shack. That's not going anywhere else.
Oh, you're crazy. He is a bigger fan than I am of Game of Thrones.
He's a bigger fan than you are.
He's double the fan. He's the guy.
I don't believe it.
He's the guy who reads all the you know theories and he's
he
always.
Does?
Oh my God, he's a huge.
All the boards.
He's so into it. He's read all the books, and he's, oh, it's this, it's that. He loves it. So Game of Thrones has a bunch of promos going on right now, but this one with AT&T, you can win this throne. They're saying that, they talk about the people who created it, but these Game of Thrones actual thrones have been featured at hundreds of HBO events around the world. It's actually been at the Louvre in Paris. Here it is. AT&T wireless TV and internet customers. You have to use, there's an app called the AT&T Thanks Loyalty Rewards app. It's an Own the Throne sweepstakes and it runs through May 7th. It started yesterday. Let's see here. So it's only in a few cities, but San Francisco is one of them. And they have this, the game of the Game of Thrones. Which you can, apparently, it's like an augmented reality game where you can, and you can check this out at the AT&T store.
Mm-hmm.
So, limited reveal video content, custom digital games, VR and AR experiences, and an exclusive look at series memorabilia and authentic costumes. So, they have like a little mini museum set up for this and that you can just go and visit. So you're saying this is a huge space and they
yes.
have room for something like
mm-hmm.
this. I am not sure which of the locations this is, but this is a full-on, that's a museum setup right there, Vinny. And somewhere, you know, they've got all the banners
mm-hmm.
and some costumes and stuff. But if you are looking to immerse yourself in all things Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd walk right past this and say, where's the coffee stand?
Oh, my God.
I'll take a large. Can I get a coffee?
I have to go in there and check it out.
This is ridiculous.
We should send Hooman over there.
Are you kidding?
Oh, he would love it.
He can't even walk.
He'll get a cane or something. He really should get something to help him walk. He looks so in pain.
You can't send Hooman anywhere.
So stiff.
The guy's working one day a week now.
Two days a week.
Right.
So on one of his days off, whenever he's done resting, he can go.
However you rest your back.
I don't know. You just don't use it for anything. So Game of Thrones fever has struck the world.
Uh-huh.
And Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark.
Yes. Aww.
She went on to The Tonight Show last night.
Jimmy Fallon. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously I was not up at 11:30 when that show went on. So I'll watch this today. But we are going to see a little bit of it. She spoiled something.
Oh, for reals?
Yes. All right. So she's freaking out.
Is that a joke?
Of course it is.
Yeah. But don't blow it now. Now she gets up and runs off the stage like she's so upset. I have to say, well executed.
Well, she's an actress.
Right, exactly.
She's even like, she's got a quiver in her voice you can hear on her mic. All right, so now he's going to see her. He's heading backstage. Oh, she pops around. That's adorbs.
I would never want her to get in trouble for something like that.
I know. She looks
big.
What a great little actress. She should get an Emmy for that.
Ooh.
Anyway, there's your...
Have you heard a new theme song for Game of Thrones yet?
You're telling me there's a new theme song?
Here, check it out.
Okay, so this is also an April Fool's joke?
Shark do 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 do. Baby Stark do 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 do.
Baby Stark.
I love it.
That's so funny.
Oh, they just threw the baby out the window.
All right.
Oh, there's Catelyn. That's very funny.
Hey, listen to the end real quick.
All right. Oh, that's too bad. That's funny. Post that up. Oh, I'm so excited. Game of Thrones, everybody. It's happening. After all, I mean, honestly, wasn't it like 18 months between the end of the last season and the beginning of this
like
one?
It's been years.
It just is forever. It's like the longest pregnancy of all time. People literally got pregnant and had the baby, and the baby's a year old now. Since the last season.
I can't wait till it's over.
Stop it.
I love it. I'm with you. Mm. It's going to be fantastic. It's finally here.
So you may have heard that Jordan Peele is doing his own version of The Twilight Zone.
I have.
So Jordan Peele is the guy behind Get Out and Us. And so he's rebooting the TV show. And apparently he's a huge fan of the originals.
I loved. They used to do Twilight Zone
marathons
on 4th of July. And I was torn because, of course, I want to be out at the pool or at the beach. But I found myself watching at least 3 to 10 episodes each 4th of July because I loved it.
How funny. Was that like on a local channel down there?
I guess.
In LA?
I don't even remember how that worked. I was a little kid.
Yeah. So he loves it, too. And he's putting his own spin on these things. And I'm hearing great things. Apparently, are you familiar with the show Black Mirror? It's a Netflix show.
I am.
So, and they only do, I don't know, 4 or 5 per season.
I only watched the first episode.
Oh, you should go back. Some of them are so just imaginative. Some of them are downright horrifying.
I would save you.
It's not that one. That's not the one I'm thinking of. It's the one where somebody is capturing people and what they're looking at on the computer and forcing them to do things, or they'll release it to their... I mean, there's some terrible, terrible things that happen. Anyway.
What are they looking at on the computer?
Really bad stuff.
Naked ladies?
You'll see someday if you ever watch it.
All right.
But you almost have to be in a mood for a Black Mirror. Like, you just never know quite what you're going to get. Some of them are super hardcore, really disturbing. Some of them are very funny, though. So anyway, Jordan Peele is doing, I guess it's going to be Black Mirror style. He's only going to do a few at a time because I'm hearing that 4 are done. And they're going to be on CBS All Access. This keeps coming up. So I pay for that service because I wanted to watch Star Trek Discovery.
So wait, just to be clear for anyone who's not on it or doesn't know what you're talking about.
It's a pay service that streams certain things from CBS.
But none of that is on the channel regularly.
No, a lot of it is. If you have the service, you can get old episodes of Survivor, old seasons of Survivor. I did...
Yeah, but isn't that on demand if you have Xfinity?
Yes. So, but as far as exclusive content goes, you can get like the Discovery thing. There are a few shows that are exclusive to this.
So Discovery's exclusive to CBS All Access.
To the Star Trek Discovery, yes. I don't know if that will change in the future.
Why would they do that?
Because they want you to pay for their streaming service.
I know, but they're doing an entire show with the cost that comes with.
Right. And it is
great. And hoping
to
reach. Does that have commercials?
No. No commercials.
They're recouping and profiting
off of whoever is buying this. So the other reason to get it, a lot of people get it for the Big Brother stuff. There's a lot of additional content on there, and I think their live streams 24/7 are on CBS All Access.
It's a full production of Star Trek.
Oh, and it's beyond a full production.
It's like, not janky.
Oh my God, it's the best one.
It's not a spaceship on a fishing line hanging in like...
No, it's not.
They're not puppets.
No. I would say of all the Star Treks, it has the best special effects. I mean, it's great. Anyway, and that's the only original that I'm watching on there. But there are others. And this is apparently going to be exclusively on this platform.
I'm surprised.
However,
wow.
One of the episodes, because they want to hype it up and they want people to sign up for their service, one of them is on YouTube. Is it on there now? Let's see. Hold on. The show launches today. So you can watch all the episodes if you get CBS All Access. But for the curious and the hard to convince, because, you know, who wants to pay for yet another service, they've posted an initial episode of the show on YouTube where people can watch it in full without a sign-up or a payment. It's called The Comedian. It stars Kumail Nanjiani, the guy who made The Big Sick.
Yeah,
and
I
he's,
like him.
He's on Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. He's a stand-up comedian who makes a deal with a devil. And the devil is played by Tracy Morgan to become a comedy success. And the review of it, let's see, Samantha Nelson, a critic for The Verge, said it's the best of the four installments initially provided for review. She calls it an enjoyably twisty tale that keeps its intentions hidden and its action suspenseful until the last moments, finishing with a combination of clever visual and narrative touches that fit perfectly with the series' sense of disturbing mystery. So you can watch one episode of it on YouTube. It's called The Comedian. But if you want more, you're going to have to sign up for CBS All Access, which I personally find worth it, but that's because I am a huge Star Trek fan.
Well, they have a trial. How long does that last?
No idea. Oh, but because you can watch everything on demand, I suppose if you had a few-day trial or a one-month trial, you could
bang
plow
out
through
yeah.
these, right?
Yeah, it says Twilight Zone streaming now.
Hmm.
You can get it for a week for free.
Oh, a week?
Oh, so if you have time to binge. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you, just had your appendix out and you're going to be laid up for a while. Your back's thrown out and you're going to be laying in bed.
No, that's good.
Yeah, you could binge through a couple things.
Sure.
All right. This is interesting. I don't want to be one of those people that gives out, false info. I'm just going to read you this story. This is definitely one of those things that makes you go, oh, no. Mm. Because MRIs are something that I consider to be safe. Like an MRI. You go get an MRI.
I've had them.
Sure. It's just magnetic imaging. But apparently, they shoot you full of something to make things stand out in the imaging, and it's called...
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I haven't had one then. Went and got... Is it the machine
yeah,
that you
they
go...
they slide you through.
Yeah, I did that for my shoulder. There was no
they say,
juice shot
this
into
is a,
me.
This is a drug used in routine MRIs. So maybe you did get something.
No, I didn't. I'm saying, I'm thinking maybe it's for other internal.
I really don't know. Here's the deal. It's an agent. Let's see.
I'm pretty lame, they but are... I'd know if they shot stuff into me.
Oh, hang on. Sometimes doctors inject a contrast agent into a patient during the procedure to get a sharper image.
Okay.
But they're saying it's routine. So maybe they, and this person, this is Chuck Norris's wife.
Oh, how is she?
Bad. She's bad.
Oh.
And she is chalking it up to what they shot her full of.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, she's actually gotten the FDA to change some of its rules about how they... And she's suing. She's not suing the doctors. She says, well, the doctors are just using the recommended...
Following procedure.
Right. It looks like they are suing 11 medical companies, saying that she was poisoned by a drug used in routine magnetic resonance imaging... the FDA months later announced it would issue a warning on dyes that are used in MRIs. The companies that make these say it's safe, adding that they're used in millions of MRIs. She says, I couldn't think anymore. Any type of cognition, being able to articulate, my memory. I had muscle wasting. This is how she felt after she got three in a row.
Hmm.
Let's see. And they're saying that, so gadolinium. Is the agent that they're blaming here. It's a, and they used it. It's a contrasting agent. She has a rheumatoid arthritis. And she got three MRIs in 1 week in 2012 for routine monitoring for rheumatoid arthritis. And since she has suffered burning pain, violent shaking, confusion, kidney damage, she's actually saying, I am broken.
That sucks.
And they are saying sometimes people are suffering from this and it's just not widely diagnosed. People are misdiagnosed with things like Lyme disease because no one knows what's wrong with them. And they're chalking it up to this gadolinium.
Hmm.
So I don't want to be the person that's, starting a conspiracy theory or continuing that. But the fact that she's suing... And it has been, this is ongoing, and that the FDA has already changed some of its warnings about these things makes me think, look, if you're suffering some mysterious ailment and you had a bunch of MRIs, maybe because she had so many clustered close together, three of them, maybe that had something to do with it. But she sounds like she got effed up. And they're saying that this stuff can stay in your system, in your brain for years, sometimes months, sometimes way longer.
So that doesn't necessarily mean they shot it into your head, that
right.
It just migrates
there. That's
where
it pooled or whatever.
Oh,
I was thinking that. I've had several MRIs and that I've never had the contrast, but someone just texted something. I thought, oh, I have had that contrast because the assistant, when they put you in, okay, you're going to start to feel a warm sensation down there.
Oh.
And that's where you feel it. Oh. I was thinking, oh, yeah, every time I do, oh, yeah, that, I feel it down there. It feels sort of feels like you have to pee a little and just
but
feels,
so is it something
it gets
you
warm.
Drank?
I can't, they must have shot me with it because I don't think it was something I drank.
Huh.
You know, it's hard because every time you go into the hospital or whatever, you're.
They poke and prod you
every
which
way. And there's so
way.
Many things going on and you're not feeling well. So, you know, right. I tend to forget procedures that happen when I'm in the hospital, but you feel it right
You know what's
there.
Weird about doctor's office for me is that I have a tendency to say, yeah, do it. Get it over with.
Yep.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Let's
here
just do
and
it.
You know what? I don't even want to. And there it is. That's, of course.
No questions
I don't
asked.
Even question.
It's
I'm
just
like,
very
I don't want to come back. Fix me.
Right.
And let me leave.
Forever.
I'm here now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the FDA, months after she sued, said it will implement new regulations and safety measures for certain dyes or contrast agents used in MRIs. The health agency said it would require, quote, a new class warning and other safety measures for all gadolinium-based contrast agents. It namely concerns gadolinium remaining in patients' bodies, including the brain, for months to years after receiving these drugs. After another review, we are requiring several actions to alert healthcare professionals and patients about gadolinium retention. Apparently, there is something that you can use that can help minimize this. They're requiring a new patient medication guide, providing educational information. I mean, they're changing the way that this is happening,
wow.
But it may have already happened to you.
Well, here's it. So, look, I realize
Scary.
There are a lot of conspiracy theorists out there and
right.
a lot of people who have a very negative opinion of the medical industry. And it is an industry and they are making money off our health problems. For the most part, though, my blind faith is because I do believe that they do a good job.
Right.
That's my opinion. But I do feel like
well, we take
they're
our doctors
in it to take care of us.
Right.
And I have a good friend that's a multiple good friends that are doctors. And they are there to do good.
Right. The problem is that when we start to use things that haven't had 25-year studies or even, you know, I mean, maybe that's just never got the studies that it needed. I don't know.
Well, blind faith is
right.
part of the problem. That's what I'm saying. I have been in the doc and been.
The doctor says so. I will do it. Absolutely.
You say yes. I say yes.
Doctors say yes. Nobody can say no.
I'll be brave if you tell me that that's what I got to do to get better. Let's go.
Anyway, I just wanted to report it because I really did think, holy cow,
heavy,
people
yeah.
go in and get MRIs regularly. You know, that's not like some rare procedure that happens. So there you go. There's a little heads up about it. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Catfish Hunter.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:38. Vinny's doctor friend just wrote to say that we were just talking about this sort of contrasting agent that's given to sometimes given when you take an MRI that may cause problems. His friend is saying that is an IV. So you'd have an IV, and as I slid you into the machine, it'd be... Because you said it made you tingle down there.
Yeah. Whoa. So maybe mine was something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone said for me to not confuse CAT scans and MRIs, so...
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is between those things. But anyway...
So did they say anything else?
Yeah,
I
wondered...
He just said I didn't get to hear the whole story. Gadolinium?
Yes, that's the name of the stuff.
Is given IV. Is that story published somewhere? And...
Well,
it's just a lawsuit brought by Chuck Norris's wife, right?
Right.
Right.
This particular story is in the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, Epoch.
Yeah,
Epoch
it popped up on my screen, so I
clicked it.
Yeah, I clicked it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, that's, and we even said, like, I don't know anything about this. Yeah. This just said, I don't want to be one of those people who's like, don't give your kids vaccines, because, you know, I think I'm pretty clear, vaccinate your damn kids. But,
What?
You heard me.
Uh-oh, I hear the texters now.
Oh, fine, text away. this gadolinium. This is the first I'm ever hearing about it. The fact that the FDA changed rules about it. Please don't let this be some stupid April Fool's joke. I just wanted to put the info out there for whatever it's worth. Do with it what you will. But your friend says it's a real drug and it's given IV.
Right.
All right. The end.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by my boy, Sergio. It's his birthday.
Sergio. Your little friend that does the YouTube videos? Who's Sergio?
No, that's Diego.
Oh, Diego. Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Who ends in an O? So who's this friend of yours, Sergio?
Just some guy that I like. Texted in and says it's his birthday.
Oh, it's a texter.
Right.
All right, Sergio.
Was that, does he drive a long way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burlingame
to Santa Cruz?
I think
or
so.
The other way around.
Happy birthday, dang. Sergio.
Happy birthday, and thanks for listening, Sergio.
Rip it up out there today. Do whatever you like or something.
Make it your day. It's
within
your birthday.
The bounds of
it's your birthday.
Polite society, and don't break any
birthday.
Laws. Don't do that.
Party like it's your birthday.
Pot's legal, though, now, so
sure,
maybe
party.
You can get into
yeah,
some of that.
Whatever you want. You know, do your thing, Sergio.
Right.
Name like Sergio, you should do your thing. Do
right.
Whatever you want.
Durr,
George.
Well, you just said it, so I had to go find a story on it.
What?
Actually, it's not true. The Chronicle said, here's what you need to know today.
Oh.
Measles, one of the most contagious and preventable diseases, has made a comeback across the country this year, with more cases reported in the past 3 months than all of last year. California is among the states without outbreaks, and there were 16 cases, six in the Bay Area.
Mm.
16 in California. So
vaccinate.
Measles.
Yeah.
Were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Completely gone. And now they're back.
Yeah. Oh. So whose fault is that?
Your mom's?
Not my mom. I was vaccinated.
Oh, all right. There's that. Measles is back. I know you'd like the light.
I would love to just talk about it, but
a woman.
This is a fun show,
right? Well, it's not always. It doesn't always have to be fun.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a Tuesday. I don't bum anybody out on a Tuesday.
A woman and her 60-year-old son were driving home to Hemingford, Quebec, Canada.
All right.
After a trip to Florida on Sunday.
Oh, well.
When they got to the border, the officials saw they weren't alone in the car, and Dad was in the back seat. And he doesn't look okay.
Oh. Uh-oh.
That's right. Dad died.
Dad died in the backseat of the car?
Dad died.
Just on the road trip?
Dad was over 80 years old, and apparently he had a heart attack at some point during the road trip home.
And they didn't notice?
No, they did notice, and they said, you know what? We're not going to deal with the United States.
Yeah, actually, you know, getting the body out of there. They just wanted to take him over the crossing,
we
huh?
just want to go home. We just want to take Dad home.
Oh,
we're on our way home. Nice. He's not. You can't save him. He's dead.
Right.
Dad's dead.
Dad is dead.
That is a tough. That's a tough car ride with dead dad in the back seat.
Oh boy.
It's, you know, not everyone has that kind of fortitude.
Let's see. What would I do? I guess I'd keep the dead person back there.
No, I don't know if I would do that.
His
I'd be like,
and
I can't really
decided,
drive the dead guy.
We can't afford to deal with the American healthcare system. We just want to get him home to Canada. And deal with it there.
Yeah. And so then what did they do at the border?
Once he died, they just kept driving.
Was it like days or
they
did he die right before the border?
Getting his body back across the border is super expensive and difficult. So they drove 2 days.
Oh, 2 days.
Did they leave him in the car overnight at the hotel?
Maybe they just drove straight.
Maybe they did. Right. You sleep. I'll drive Dad.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you can drive
Dad. I
think
that if I've got dead Dad in back seat of my car, I'm not going to need sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll keep you awake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I made it really far just driving to Philly that time to work with you. And
you
I
didn't even have a dead guy in
no
the back seat.
No dead guy. Yeah. I had a futon and a beach cruiser in the back.
Mm. And no tarp and rain.
Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Destroyed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was so bummed. And I didn't even think about it, but I had to unload that thing every time I got to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, boy, I am not stopping.
Just keep on going. Keep
just
on trucking.
Drive as far as I can.
I think at one point you vomited into your own lap.
I did. That was
and just kept going.
It was a trip.
We were every morning we'd talk to him on the phone as he was driving across the country. And every day I was like, what have we gotten ourselves into? Who is this person? Well, last night I met this guy, Lyle, at the truck stop. Kyle? Lyle?
It was in the middle of the day, but yeah.
Well, whatever. Mm-hmm. He gave me some.
The chew
to keep me awake, and I barfed it into my lap.
Listen to me, just so you know, it wasn't chew. It was because I've chewed tobacco before. It was like snuff. Mm. So, and I didn't know you put like snuff. You think you'd sniff it, right?
I don't know.
Well, snuff is like finely ground powder.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "No, put this in your mouth. It'll keep you awake." As soon as I put it in, it spread across my tongue, got up the sides of my cheeks, and right into my throat, just powdered version. I was like, oh, I just thumbs upped him and got in my car. And before I was even a mile down the road, I yacked on myself.
Oh, God.
I couldn't get it out of me.
So this is us hearing the story, you know,
at
6 o'clock in the morning as we're checking in with him. And he's just
does
like,
anybody know snuff? Anybody?
I don't know snuff.
No.
Yeah. No idea.
Well, that's what this
but
guy.
Anything finally
and
powdered,
I don't know if he goofed
it,
on me, but
he was a
professional driver. He's like, "This will keep you up."
This is what you want. Yeah, it'll keep you up, all right. You'll be barfing on your lap all.
There's
your whole
me,
y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to Philly, and I'm going to do a radio show, and it's going to be great. I'm going to have so much fun, but I got a long drive to go. I'm just going to eat this sandwich, and then I'm going to get out of here. Right. I got to get going.
I got something to keep you awake, son, boy.
Anyway, dead dad.
Yes. So then what happened
in the
at the border?
Seat. They just kept driving. They said, you know, so they drove for 2 days while dad decomposed in the back.
Oh, God. He had to be stinking by then.
The
windows down.
Well,
yikes.
I imagine you get some fresh wave and hope for the best.
Right. That stuff works.
A Canadian customs official says they've never seen something like this before, so they're not sure if the mom and son might be facing charges or what to even charge them with.
Right. Sneaking a dead body across a border.
Is it wrong?
It's not. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it is wrong, but I agree with them. There was nothing they could do, and why did they want to, you know, spend the money until they're on their way home from Vegas? I mean, they have to go to work on Monday.
707 says the dead dad in the back seat reminds me of the movie Little Miss Sunshine when they drove around with their dead grandpa on the back.
Oh,
it also reminds me of
Weekend at Bernie's,
Chevy Chase vacation where the grandma or aunt, whoever died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't I think of her name?
Edna. Oh,
Edna.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you know snuff is supposed to be inhaled? Like through your nasal cavity?
What?
It's called snuff. You would expect that it goes through your nose. But
and
what I'm telling
you
is
your mouth.
He said to put it in between your
cheek and gum.
Just
a pinch between the cheek and
but it
gum.
Is fine powder. Like
yes, it is.
It's spread everywhere in my
well,
mouth.
Snorting it doesn't sound like it would be much
coffee
better.
Or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's even thinner, finer than that.
God, that looks like heroin.
Look at this guy right here. See, he's hitting it through his nose.
I don't know.
You'd have to get used to that.
Says my great grandma used snuff her entire life, lived until 93.
And did she snort it?
Well, 925 says my grandpa used snuff. Nasty stuff. My mom's job was to empty his spittoon.
Oh, so he did put it in his mouth. Huh.
So I knew what to do.
Well, there you go. Snuff. Who knew? I don't know anything about snuff.
Yeah.
Why don't we get some and put some in your mouth and
Let's
see what happens?
How about we don't? I hear it makes you barf into your lap.
Well.
No, thanks.
Let
Plus,
me
it's the
you,
last thing I need is to get addicted to something else,
right.
You know?
That's
come on.
Sure. Let me
she
ask
needs
you a
her
question.
Snuff.
Burns a hole through my cheek, you know?
Would you have thought, the way I did, that if you're going to boot, you're better off booting on yourself and you can at least take that stuff off rather than boot
I
on the car and be like, oh my God, I'm stuck in my
car. I wouldn't have thumbs up to the guy and walked away. I would have been like, this needs to get out of my mouth now. I would have run to a bathroom to rinse my mouth out or whatever. I would have barfed outside of the car. If I feel like I'm going to barf, I usually pull over.
Well, you don't know what it's like to be a man, Sarah. Sometimes.
You're right about that, Ben.
We tell ourselves we're better off crawling into a hole and dying.
Mm. The hole being the car that you're going to get into and the dying being barfing in your own lap as you're driving
well,
on the road.
Well, in this case, right.
Okay. That makes perfect sense now that you put it that way.
Okay. Glad I could help you. Now listen to me.
All right.
A while ago, you told me a story about your Johns
yes.
getting licenses to go out and kill salamanders.
Sturgeon.
sturgeon, whatever. I knew it was something.
So, these big fish that are like the river dwellers or whatever. Sturgeon. Yeah, they got these licenses. They got tags. You can only take so many. You have to tag a fish if you catch it.
I have yet to see a sturgeon head, like, you know, mounted on the front of your BMW. Have they, in fact, caught any of the sturgeons?
They have not caught a sturgeon.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
What's going on with those two?
Look, I'm not in charge of their fishing.
Do they go out and hunt the sturgeon still or not?
I don't believe they've even gone once. I don't think they've gone. Don't look at me like that. I'm not in charge of telling them when they should go fishing.
Well, they made such a big production of going and getting the licenses.
Yes. Agreed.
There's a guy named Peter Robinson in Davenport, Iowa. He went viral over the weekend after he managed to catch a huge 50-pound catfish with his bare hands.
Oh, with his bare hands?
People took photos of him walking around in downtown Davenport carrying his catch.
Lugging that thing.
I caught it.
With my hands.
It's mine.
He's so strong, too. Like, I can't imagine. I bet it was half dead.
What do you mean?
They're so... Have you ever touched a catfish in the water?
No.
They're so slippery and so... They're strong. Even when they're little, they're hard to catch with your hands. I grew up on a lake. I've caught catfish with my hands.
You eat catfish?
I have eaten catfish.
Like a catfish fry?
Yeah, like a fish fry or something. I mean, I don't even remember it tasting particularly like cat or anything.
No, I had a bunch of it one time and then was like, I think I ate too much.
It was good,
like
though,
it.
Right?
It was
just
good
fish.
Until I ate too much, and now I don't ever want to eat it again.
Right. They are bottom feeders.
Anyway, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources saw the photo of him, and it turned out... Oh, is this him?
Is he with the fish? Wet.
A dumb hillbilly. That idiot. Well, he's walking down the street there with a giant fish.
That is an enormous fish. He's holding it by the mouth, and it goes from his nipple to his feet. And he's just lugging it around. Like, really walking. It looks like he's walking in front of, like, a library or something. Like, down a wide sidewalk. Trees, grass.
Well.
And a dork with a fish.
The photo went viral, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources saw the photo, and it turns out catching a fish with your bare hands is illegal in
Iowa. Oh, is that so?
So Peter wound up turning himself in on Sunday and paying the $93.75 fine.
Did he eat the fish?
It also turned out he didn't have a fishing license, so now he has to pay to get one of those, too. It doesn't say whether he ate the fish or mounted the fish or anything.
It's a big fish.
Yeah.
What a day that guy had. Oh, look, a huge catfish. Let me see if I can catch that with my hands. I've got it. Now what?
Let it go.
You need a wagon. Put that thing in. Yeah, just let it go.
Peter Robinson, let it go. Let it go. All right, you got it. You bested it. Now let it go.
Right. Let it go. I mean, how old is a 50-pound catfish? Like, you got to pull Grandpa Catfish out of the water. Let it go.
Well, how old are the salamanders these guys are
Sturgeon?
After?
Sturgeon? Well, they're not allowed to keep them. You pull them out, you tag them that they've been caught, and then you have to record that and send it to the Fish and Wildlife
Department. Oh, so we're never going to see the head of a...
Well, you'll see the photos of it, but I think they have to let it go.
All right. For those of you that loved Google Plus, it's officially dead
today.
It's
a sad day. It's too bad.
Bye-bye.
No more Google Plus. For the four of you who were, like, occasionally checking their profile there.
Our text numbers... Sorry. Our phone number is 800-400-3697. That is also where we receive texts, messages.
Feel free.
We love to hear from you guys.
We do. It's true.
707 says, okay, you guys got your interns back, unbleeped secret shows, and now the Looking Glass Audio is back. You'd think that'd be enough, but this person goes on and on.
What else?
Can you please work on getting third-party audio back in the podcast?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I wish that it would happen. We really, really do wish. But unfortunately, because of licensing fees, we can't do it. I think there are places that do it, but it's illegal. And if they got caught, I mean, Entercom don't want no trouble, I guess. Sucks.
Who does?
Nobody, really. I mean, you know, don't we all just want to kind of go about our business?
And yep.
I don't want to keep my head down, you know? I don't need any meetings.
Someone says, that's an April Fool's joke.
Oh, the Galabendium?
No, the throne.
Oh,
that is being given away.
No,
I don't know if they're right or wrong. I'm just telling you what they wrote.
I mean, that seemed like a pretty official looking press release.
It does.
I don't know.
If KCBS was reporting it.
KCBS reported it. It's true. Well, I just trust KCBS.
Because nobody's ever been had.
Yeah.
What's that lady's name?
Today's the second, and they were... What?
The lady that read the... From the news channel here locally that read the names of the people.
Tori Campbell.
Tori Campbell.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Oof.
And the Korean Air jet went down.
Yep.
There she is reading it.
We too low.
Yeah.
Gulp. And keeps going.
Oh, does all four names.
Right. So, not that our colleagues at KCBS would ever have that happen to them, but it's, you know, I mean, I just mentioned that.
Well, you're trusting your person who's putting up your teleprompter.
510 says, Vinny, they still do the Twilight Zone marathon every year on Sci-Fi Channel for 4th of July and New Year's.
Hmm.
I liked it as a kid. But
you could still watch it.
I think that's the only thing that I truly liked
in
that
black
was black
and white.
And white. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And I liked the Three Stooges, but black and white is tough.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know this, but we had a black and white TV, I guess, a lot longer than everybody else. Because when I asked my mom, did I used to watch this stuff? She's like, well, we had a black and white TV. You didn't seem to like it too much.
Yeah. So even if it had been in color, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
We had a janky TV for a long time.
Well, it's good that TV wasn't a huge part of your life. They say it, you know, stifles creativity. Get out there and use your imagination.
Lastly, 650 says, can you please say the name of the person you're talking about in the trash more than once? Sometimes we come in the middle of the story.
Yeah, you know, I never remember. I'll try to.
Okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, things that you won't know about because you're going to come in halfway through the story.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.